Relieve painful cold sores, fever blisters, minor cuts and burns, scratches with Campholphonique. It contains a mild surface anesthetic to help stop pain. Also combats infections. Get Campholphonique, famous liquid antiseptic dressing from druggists. Use as directed. Campholphonique, spelled Campholphenique. Campholphonique. From Hollywood, we present Bride and Groom. With your master of ceremonies, John Nelson.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Well, this is the kind of day California is really famous for. Beautiful sunshine and really perfect for a wedding. But today's love story seems to be the result mostly of unfortunate incidents. For example, our young couple met when something went wrong with a whipped cream squirter our bride was using, and the whipped cream went all over her groom's face. And their romance grew during a streetcar strike when Doris had to depend on Noel for daily transportation. But by the time the strike was settled, she knew that it was more than his car in which she was interested. But let's hear the story from our bride and groom themselves. They'll join us for a brief interview just before going to the lovely gardens of the Chapman Park Hotel to be married in the romantic little chapel. First, however, hear a few wise words from Jack McElroy.
Thousands of people who suffer the social and business handicap of dandruff are discovering that the way to combat it effectively is with double dandrine. You see, outstanding authorities explain that the most common kind of dandruff is caused by a germ called Pityrosporum ovale. Now, when you wash or brush away loose dandruff, that doesn't destroy the germ. If you want real relief, the germ must be destroyed. And double dandrine does just that. It kills this germ on contact. Even in many stubborn cases, results with double dandrine have been amazing. Now, a special ingredient is the reason for double dandrine's astonishing effectiveness. It's an active antiseptic so remarkably efficient, many hospitals use it. In double dandrine, we call it Alzan. So try double dandrine and see if you don't agree that here is something that really works, that really does more than many dandruff-fighting methods, methods that actually are no better than plain water. If you're not completely satisfied with double dandrine, return the empty bottle and get your money back. Get double dandrine today.
Here come the bride and groom. They're not married now, but they will be soon. Here come the bride and groom on their wedding day.
I'd like to introduce our bride and groom. My bride is Miss Doris Hotchkiss. Her groom is Mr. Noel Holmes. That's right?
That's right.
That's a pretty unusual name.
Christmas again.
Kind of Christmas?
No.
Well, were you born around Christmas time?
No, it was handed down.
Oh, it's in the family.
Mm-hmm.
That is an unusual name. What do your friends call you, Noel?
Buzzy.
Buzzy?
Yeah.
What do you call him mostly?
Well, just honey, I guess.
I guess that's enough. You want to stand up here just a little bit so we can get better pictures of you. And you both better talk up a little bit. And please don't be nervous. I'm not going to bother you at all. Tell me a little bit about you, Doris.
Well, I'm 18 and I was born in Texas. And
whereabouts in Texas?
Big Springs.
Mm-hmm. When did you come to California?
Well, I was about 1 or 2 years old.
You don't remember the trip,
no.
Of course, no. How many brothers or sisters do you have?
Well, I have 2 sisters.
Married?
Well, one's married.
And the other one?
Well, she's just about 10.
Oh, she wouldn't be married, but are they here today, your family?
Well, my mother and father, my little sister is.
Oh, fine, but your other sister is back in Texas.
No, she's in Oklahoma.
And where? No. Tell me, do you think she's listening?
Yes, I wired her.
Oh, fine. Well, that's good then. She's heard you speak of her. Noel, I see you're a fireman first class in the Navy. You've been in how long?
4 years.
Uh-huh. Well, you've got your hash mark. And you have, gee, you were all over the place, weren't you? Where all did you serve?
Oh, Saipan, Lady, Luzon.
Is that where you got these 5 battle stars?
Mm-hmm.
And where? Saipan?
Lady, Luzon, Okinawa, Blue.
Boy, those were some of the toughest battles of this or any other war. And Noel, I'm very proud of you. I hope that people will never forget the young man who helped give us this victory. Tell me, if you will, please, where were you born?
In Pocatello, Idaho.
And how old are you?
21.
Uh-huh. And your family, how many?
I have a brother and one sister.
Are they here?
No, my brother died recently. My sister, she's home.
Oh, I'm sorry. But your sister is home? Do they live, your family lives where?
In Wilmington, California.
Oh, I see. And mother and father?
They're both alive.
Fine. And they know your bride?
Yes. Mm-hmm. No.
Did they help you pick her out?
No, it was my own idea.
It was his own idea. Uh-huh. And, well, it was a good idea, too. Come to think of it, no wonder the man wants full credit. Noel, are you going to stay in the Navy and make a career?
No, I'm going to come out here in a year.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Well, what is your occupation?
I'm a crane operator.
Nobody's going to go to school.
The bride has ideas, too. Which is fine. Well, that's about enough about you two as individuals. You're a very handsome young couple, even though you're very shy. Noel is sort of kind of blushing, but you're not. You have everything under control.
I don't feel very under control.
You don't? I wonder what causes that. Well, I certainly know how it is. I tell you, on my wedding day, my knees knocked so loud you could hear them all the way from Santa Barbara. But anyway, I want to find out, if I can, a few things about you, about the start of your love story, because it's a very unusual one. Do you want to set the scene, Doris?
Well, I was working in a malt shop in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to make a sundae when him and his cousin come in and...
Wait a minute. He came in there with another fellow or a girl?
His cousin. He's a boy.
Thought you ought to know he's a boy. And you were making a sundae, and he came in and sat down.
Well, the ice cream container broke.
The ice cream container?
It had whipped cream in it. I'm nervous.
Well, that's all right. You had a whipped cream squirter, and
yeah.
And what? And it broke?
Oh, it stuck, and it just spotted whipped cream all over.
All over what?
Him.
Oh! That's a fine beginning, Buzzy.
It looked good. I tell you, it looked good.
It looked good. Well, that's a fine way to treat a fellow who comes in. You'd come in to get something at the fountain.
I didn't come in to see her, though.
No, you didn't. Well, you didn't know she was there, probably.
I didn't even look at her.
You must have looked at her when that whipped cream went all over you.
I had to look.
Yeah. So did you clean it off?
No.
Made him do it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, was he nice about it?
I didn't stay around to find out.
Well, that's a nice way to meet. How did you happen to get together for a date?
Oh, I had a bet with my cousin.
Well, wait a minute. Let's file with this. Your cousin bet you what?
That he could take her out before I could.
So, you started working out on the subject of the bet?
I kind of thought about it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So you thought you would. And did you have a date soon?
Oh, 2 weeks later.
You mean it took him 2 weeks to get a date? And finally, where'd you go on this first date, Doris?
Well, I had went skating, and he came down and picked me up. It really wasn't a date. Mm-hmm.
But it was good enough to win that bet.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a nice time on the date?
Well, he just took me home.
It's an economical date. And he won the bet beside. Well, did you like Noel? Did you like Buzzy by that time?
No.
Why didn't you like him?
I don't know.
No, but I mean, there must have been.
I don't know, he just always acted so rough and everything.
And everything, yes. So, Noel, did you like her that first date?
No, just money.
Just winning a bet, that was all. Well, did you have another date soon after that?
Well, we made one for the next day, but I stood him up.
You stood him up for that date, and then, well, why?
Well, I told him to pick me up at school, and I knew I wasn't going to going to school. I don't know why I made the date.
Well, wait a minute. Have you found out about the bet, maybe?
No.
He didn't tell you that one?
No.
So she stood you up on the second date. Well, did you have it? When was the third time you made it?
I stood him up there, too.
That's a very fine beginning for a romance. About the fourth date, what happened? You didn't stand him up on that, did you?
No.
Where'd you go that time?
No, it's been a long time, but I don't remember.
You don't remember, but did you like her pretty much on the fourth date?
Something passed the time on.
Now, it must have been more than that. On which date, Noel, did you finally realize? Over how long a period of time did you go with Doris before you realized that she was going to be a great deal more to you than something to pass the time away with?
About 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And how many dates did you have or make or break during that 2 week period, would you say, Doris?
Well, I just broke the first two.
And from there on, you had a lot.
Uh huh.
Uh-huh. How many dates did you have with Noel before you found out that he was sort of special?
A long time.
Really? Well, you've gone together. Now, when was this first meeting? The first time you met was how long ago?
Well, it was on... the first night we went out was May 1st.
Of what year?
Last year.
Oh, 46?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you went together how long before this thing really did get serious?
July.
May to July?
Mm-hmm.
A long time, 2 months. My failing memory, I guess. It's old age creeping up on me. Well, did Noel propose to you after 2 months?
Yes, and I turned him down.
Serves him right for all his business. Where were you when you proposed the first time, Noel?
Drive-in.
What did you say? How'd you go about proposing?
Well, I was drinking the malt and casually asked her if she wanted to marry me.
You mean the malt probably reminded you of the whipped cream that she spattered on you, so she turned you down, huh? When did he propose to you the second time or the time you accepted him?
I don't know. It was about a month later, I guess.
In August that he proposed and you accepted.
Uh-huh.
Where were you when he asked you, Doris?
Out in front of my house.
Parked, of course, in the car.
Yeah.
And he had his arm around you?
Yes.
What were you talking about, Noel? Well, it must have been an interesting subject. What did we talk about you? About you two?
Oh, let's talk about going back in the Navy.
Oh, I see. And then that brought around the subject of separation, and you didn't like the idea that... How did you say it? Seriously, tell me. If you don't mind, you don't have to, of course.
Oh, just ask if she'd marry me.
Oh, no. That would never work. No, but, you know, there are standard approaches. There's I'm not worthy of you, darling. Will you marry me? I love you very much. Will you marry me? You are beautiful. Will you marry me? I will reform if you'll marry me. There are certain standard ways, and that, so far as I know, there are very few original ones. I just wondered if you had one.
No, I didn't reform about. I just asked her to marry me.
So? Well, maybe this is a little more direct than the others. Tell me, did you accept him this time?
Yes.
And then what happened?
Then he shipped out.
You went back in the Navy?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got another year to go, you say?
A year and 4 months.
But were you overseas all this time, or were you away from Doris? When did you come back?
About a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
In the meantime, you'd made some plans, so the moment you got back together, you had things arranged pretty well, and then... And then?
They
live happily ever after. We have for the bride her beautiful bouquet designed to match her lovely costume by Mr. John Patrick Burke, our fine floral artist of Beverly Hills. It's a lovely shower bouquet of white carnations, white lilacs tied with white satin streamers. The removable corsage is one large purple orchid. The maid of honor's bouquet is also a shower effect of pink ranunculus and lavender anemones with maidenhair fern tied with orchid-colored satin ribbon. For the bridesmaid, the bouquet is an arm arrangement of yellow ranunculus, blue delphinium, tied with pale blue satin ribbon, and like all of Mr. John Patrick Burke's floral creation, you love it. You are?
Kay Burke.
And are you related or just a friend?
No, I'm just a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with her in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
17.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Not particularly.
Not a serious one. How about you? Who are you?
Beverly Hicks.
Are you a relation or
no,
friend?
Just a real good friend.
Just a real good friend.
Both of them.
Oh, well, both of them, I said, yes. Yeah. And over here, we have a young fellow in the Navy.
I'm Lawrence William Beatty.
Mm-hmm. You're a shipmate?
Well, in a way, yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you married?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How long?
3 months.
Did you encourage you?
No.
And you, sir?
Vincent Lewis.
And are you related to him, Vincent, or just a
brother-in-law?
Friend? Oh, brother-in-law. Yes. You're married. How long have you been married?
9 months.
Did you encourage him?
Well, not if I could help it.
Well, wait a minute. That doesn't sound very good. Did you not encourage him because he didn't need it?
No, he just didn't need no encouragement.
Oh, I see. Well, that explains it. That didn't sound very good there for a minute, did it? We have for the best man the bride's wedding ring, and it's really a beauty. Selected, as always, from Brock & Company of Beverly Hills in Los Angeles, one of the truly great names of American jewelry. And it is indeed a lovely diamond band. Slip that in your pocket, sir. And you have on the traditional things, I hope. You have on, Dora, something old?
Yes.
And new?
Yes.
And borrowed?
Yes.
And blue?
No.
No blue? Oh, Jack,
why? Well, we have a special blue garter for this bride.
Jack McElroy, thank you. Give us the bouquet, slip back there. Gentlemen, a little right dress over here, if you will, please. There we go. While the bride slips on her garter in complete privacy, we'll just form a little screedy. Are we ready? Ready?
No.
Not ready?
Yes.
Yes. Have Teddy in your shoe?
Yes.
And the name of your love song?
I'll close my eyes.
I'll close my eyes? Well, right now is our bride and groom, and the wedding party go down the aisle and out through the lovely gardens of the Chapman Park Hotel to the old world chapel where the clergyman waits. Jack McElroy sings their love song.